Today is Riverside County's annual point-in-time count of the homeless population. Officials in the city of Riverside say they're working hard to find housing for everyone they count, nearly a year since the city debuted its Housing First strategy. KVCR's Danielle Fox has part two of a series of reports that we started yesterday on the homeless count.
During last year's point-in-time count, volunteers tallied 366 unsheltered people. Emilio Ramirez, director of the Office of Homeless Solutions for the City of Riverside, says he can't say for sure there will be a reduction this year. But last he checked,
last count, the last time I saw it, it was 292 on the active finding list.
It's been almost a year since the City of Riverside approved its Housing First plan, a strategy of connecting the homeless with permanent housing, ASAP, without barriers to entry, like having to get treatment for drugs or alcohol addiction first. In order to house the entire unsheltered population, Ramirez says the city needs to house at least 55 people a year over the next 9 years. Last year, they housed 116 people.
So this year, we're going to break ground on 100, 150 units.
There are currently 168 units in the development pipeline. Riverside Mayor Rusty Bailey says there's been a lot of support from the faith-based community.
So after the initiative to, or the challenge to end veterans homelessness, we knew we needed another partner outside of the VA for the chronically homeless. And so I actively called the faith-based community together.
In December, Grove Community Church and the City of Riverside unveiled four homes on the church's property for families experiencing homelessness.
So that's the exciting takeaway. We hope momentum will continue behind, is that other churches will see that and say, well, I could do one of those. And then we can find the resources to help them build that.
Today, Bailey says he'll be out in the community volunteering for the count. And then afterwards, back to making Housing First a reality for everyone counted. For KVCR News, I'm Danielle Fox.